There's something about the seasons that inspires us. Vivaldi composed a violin concerto for each one of them, and the Beach Boys made their mark by giving summer its very own pop culture sound. Author C.S. Lewis created Narnia, where an evil witch had made it always winter, but never Christmas. And Monet's golden hues gave works like his Autumn at Argenté breathtaking beauty. And spring is what inspired Emily Dickinson when she penned these words. A little madness in the spring is wholesome even for the king, but God be with the clown who ponders this tremendous scene, the whole experiment of green, as if it were his own. Now, I can't write a concerto, I can't pen a novel or even a poem, and no one would want me to get anywhere near a canvas. But the seasons inspire me in other ways, and spring in particular brings on some wholesome madness of my own. As if on the downbeat of an invisible maestro's baton, the signs of spring are right on cue. Predictable magnificence. Last week, the very first edibles of spring appeared just a few feet from my back door. Chives. Their shamrock green shoots bursting from beneath the blanket of leaves left over from fall. Now, there's evidence of chives dating back to ancient times, and they began being cultivated in the Middle Ages. They're a member of the onion family, but unlike most onions, they don't have a bulb. Their bright onion flavor is found in their thin and hollow leaves that can grow up to 12 inches. Now, chives are the season's very first edible flora to come out of the ground in our neck of the woods. So, to say you can cook with chives is not exactly accurate. Chives are usually added after the cooking process or in dishes that don't get cooked at all. The big payoff with chives is their fresh taste and that sharp bite of oniony goodness. Now, some people's exposure to chives is as a topping for a baked potato or as a tiny bit of green garnish, but chives deserve a chance to stand on their own. So here are five ideas for adding spring-inspired creativity to your menus. Now, the complete recipe is found on the website, but here's a taste of what you'll find there. First up is chive butter. Softened butter mixed with minced chives, some kosher salt, and freshly cracked black pepper. This compound butter is great on hot rolls or to toss through some new potatoes. You can also make a chive oil by blanching a bunch of chives and then pureeing them with some extra virgin olive oil. Now, after it sits a while, you strain out the solids, and then you can use this oil to flavor soups, fish, vegetables, and lots more. Chives can also be used for a variation of pesto. Chives, almonds, garlic, olive oil, and parmesan. Now, this is great tossed into hot pasta, spread on garlic toast, or even used as a pizza sauce. Now, chive vinaigrette is great on a spring salad. This calls for white balsamic vinegar, extra virgin olive oil, a little Dijon to help it emulsify, and this is a dressing that will brighten up just about any salad. Now, the final idea is for a mango chive salsa. Besides the diced mangoes and chopped chives, this includes some cilantro, lime juice, some serrano chili for some heat, and you can scoop this up with chips, but it's also great to serve on fish or chicken. Now remember, you can get the full recipes for all of those on the website. So if, like me, you've been anxiously awaiting the first signs of spring, these quick and easy chive recipes will be a great start to the new season and the first taste of the bounty that is soon to come.